Yom Kippur is a time for repentance. It's a time to get right with the living God. Tonight, I want us to consider what getting right with God really means. Over and over and over again, the Lord said to Israel, "I am the Lord your God." Getting right with God means the Lord is your God. Well, what does that mean? The Lord is your God. When something is your God comes first. When the Lord is your God, it means he comes first. He comes before all else. He is our highest priority. Abraham, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will show you. The Son of God said, anyone who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Yes, family is important, but God must come before family. God must come before our lifestyle, our desire to live the kind of life we want to live. God must come before career. When the Lord is our God, our lives become a living and holy sacrifice. We give ourselves to God. We offer ourselves to him. We surrender our lives to him. We submit ourselves to him and his will and his ways. I am the Lord your God means the Lord comes first in our love. We love him completely, fully, devotedly. We love him with all our heart, soul, mind, strength. We love him with everything we have and everything that we are. We hold nothing back. And if we do that, we have his wonderful promise. The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. What a marvelous promise. When the Lord is our God, we are focused on him. Psalm 123, just as servants keep their eyes on their master, as a slave girl watches her mistress for the slightest signal, we keep looking to the Lord our God. When the Lord is our God, we are thinking about him, aware of him, alert to him, listening to him, listening to his still small voice speaking to us. My sheep know my voice. When the Lord is our God, he becomes our greatest joy. Psalm 16, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. And Psalm 73, whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. This Yom Kippur, the Lord is wanting us to get right with him so that he truly is the Lord our God. Lord, please work in us so that you do come first, so that you are our highest priority. Work in us so that we give ourselves completely to you and love you with everything we have and are. Help us be focused on you, aware of you, alert to you constantly, continually, all the time. And may you truly be our greatest treasure and the source of our greatest joy. Amen. Page 12. All of us are sinners. We sin a lot. The Lord wants us to know that there is great forgiveness, great atonement for our sins. The assurance of, the way of, and the consequences of atonement. First, the assurance of atonement. And basically, these are verses in the Word of God about atonement. What joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. Lord, if you kept a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. You are a God of forgiveness, are gracious, merciful, slow to become angry, and rich in love. Together, I will cleanse them of their sins against me and forgive all their sins of rebellion. I, yes, I alone will blot out your sins for my own sake and will never think of them again. I have swept away your sins like a cloud. I have scattered your offenses like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have paid the price to set you free. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel. I will forgive their wickedness, and I will never again remember their sins. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins. Where is another God like you who pardons the guilt of the remnant, overlooking the sins of his special people? You will trample our sins under your feet and throw them into the depths of the ocean. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them return to the Lord that he might have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will forgive generously. Now, the way of atonement. He, the Messiah, was pierced for our rebellion. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him, the Messiah, the sins of us all. When his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. Because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins. I will give him the honors of a victorious soldier because he exposed himself to death. He was counted among the rebels. He bore the sins of many and interceded for the real rebels. That would be you and me. The consequences of atonement. If you openly declare that Yeshua is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Yeshua from the dead, you will be saved. God made Messiah, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin so that we could be made right with God. I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Messiah Yeshua, our Lord. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life.